There is an inherent tension between China's apparent success in containing the epidemic and its growth prospects. Though less lethal, COVID-19 seems more infectious than SARS. China has slowed its advance only by severely limiting people's movement and closing businesses. If the government were to relax these controls too hastily, progress could stall or even go into reverse. So far, officials have erred on the side of caution. Provinces accounting for more than 90% of Chinese exports have kept factories either shut or running at low capacity since January 31st, when the Lunar New Year holiday was due to end. It is hard to overstate the effect on the economy. Coal consumption is more than a third lower than the average for this time of year. Property sales are down by more than 90%. After the holiday, some 200 million people usually leave their hometowns to return to work. This year, the trains that carry migrants have been nearly empty. Cities have warned outsiders that they might face 14-day quarantines. 9 out of 10 companies surveyed by the American Chamber of Commerce in Shanghai have employees working from home. Couriers still zoom around on their electric motorbikes, but the takeaway trade is not saving restaurants because people fear eating meals prepared by strangers who may be infected. Grabbing a latte is a risk too far. Starbucks has shut half its 4,000-plus cafes in China. The second doubt is over the relevance of SARS as a comparison. The global economy has changed since 2003, when SARS struck. China now accounts for 16% of global GDP, up from 4% back then, and it is the world's second biggest importer, so any weakness, however temporary, is felt far and wide. Already, some of its firms are trying to get out of contractual commitments to import copper and liquefied natural gas, and its tourists, who spend $250 billion a year on overseas travel, are staying at home.